Motivated sellers enter the market every day. When the market changes, do motivated sellers stop? Do people stop getting divorced, having babies, having health tragedies? All that stuff continues to happen every day, regardless of market conditions. You can solve their problem using my jumping loan system.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. My name's Mike Butler, and today's episode is exciting, very exciting to me. It's got great news. They raised the rates again. Aren't you lucky? I'm lucky, and you're lucky too. But first, I want you to jot down these episode numbers that are on the same subject. So all this stuff combined will help you realize how lucky you are and how lucky we are. So back in September of 2021, episode 85, get ready for superinflation and higher interest rates. Yeah, we had a podcast on that in September of last year telling you this is going to happen. Episode 96, big upcoming market changes. Episode 112, how to conquer rising interest rates. Episode 114, kill your fear of rising rates. And I'm going to repeat those episode numbers for you if you want to jot them down. They're episodes 85, 96, 112, and 114. Now, yesterday, the Feds raised the rates again by another half point. And they say they're going to do it again very soon. Well, guess what? What they did yesterday was not a surprise. They told us even when they raised the rates before that this time, that when they raised it another 0.75 point, they said they're going to raise them again and they're going to continue to raise them until they get their numbers on unemployment and inflation rate. So what's a poor investor supposed to do? Okay, well, you could whine and cry. And like Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over, but expecting different results. But I promise you, whatever you were doing a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, if you were involved in buy, fix up, and sell and doing the flipping, the flopping, the wholesale, and all this and that, it's all changed. Okay, that's all drying up. And so it used to be you could buy a fixer upper and get super cheap money, almost 0% interest rates. Fix it up, spend the money on that, and then sell it for a profit. And the whole time that you're doing that, the prices of the houses are going up. So with a short period of time, you'd bail yourself out if you didn't budget your or forecast your rehab properly. All that's gone, okay? First thing I'd recommend that you not do in this market is to buy, fix up, and retail. You can still wholesale, you can still wholetail, and it's a great opportunity to do buy and hold. So you got to change your business model and buying strategies in order to take advantage and to have rising interest rates to be your friend. And so houses aren't selling fast now. And back when I helped my little brother sell his house, I listed it. We got 5 offers the very first day. And the one he took was $20,000 cash over his asking price. That was the norm back then. Not anymore. So houses are not selling fast and they're not getting over asking price offers like they did. Okay. So they're sitting on the market longer. And combined with that is the pool. Think of this, the inventory of qualified buyers that's been greatly reduced. Okay. Both homeowners and investors. So no longer can you get next to free money and do a Burr method. The interest rates are just a lot higher. Yeah. You can budget for it. You can plan for it, but you can't get that 3% fixed for 30-year money like you used to a year and a half ago. So, and the other thing that goes along with this, which is good news for you and me, is no longer can home buyers buy as much house. Let me give you an example. So last year at this time, a $300,000 loan on a 30-year fixed rate loan at 3% fixed rate, your monthly payment is $1,264. Now, at 7% today for $300,000 to borrow, you'd have a monthly payment of $1,995. That's almost, what is that, a little over $700 or ballpark in that? So let's flip it around and look at it through a different set of lenses. Okay, so let's say that they want, oh, they wanted to keep the $1,264 a month payment. Well, I figured up to buy a house with a $1,294 payment, the loan amount's $189. So if to keep the same payment at $1,264, their loan amount is going to be in the high 180s. Big difference between $300,000, isn't it? So now they can't buy as much house. And with the high interest rates, a lot of them are saying, well, I'm not going to buy right now until the rates drop, because we went through that 10-year of super low rates. Well, all of this and more is actually great news for both of us, for you and your business. So the market's changing from a seller's market to a buyer's market. That's happening right now as we speak, okay? It's continuing. It started earlier. Motivated sellers, get this now, think about this. Motivated sellers enter the market every day, okay? Every day, okay? So when the market changes, guys, I was looking over here at how much time I was doing. I don't see it. But anyway, when the market changes, do motivated sellers stop? Do people stop getting divorced, having babies, dying, having health tragedies, job relocations, just burnout landlords? All that stuff continues to happen every day, regardless of market conditions. So the inventory of homes for sale or houses for sale, it's creeping up. And for the last 10 years or so, as you know, interest rates have been super, super low. In fact, we got a whole new generation that could never imagine having a 7% fixed rate loan. So this means, also more good news for you, is this means there's boatloads of homeowners who are not going to refi with today's rates. My good friend and real estate investor attorney, Harry Borders, who's the number one closing law firm in our region, their refis have dropped off by 80%. Wow, nobody's refinancing. Okay, would you blame them? Yeah, they're going to keep that super low rate. So when these folks become motivated sellers, here's your opportunity now. You can solve their problem using my jumping loan system. It's America's best takeover payment system. Is this a commercial? Yeah, a little bit, okay, but I want to help you. Okay, and this is a simple system, fill in the blanks. It even has a 7-minute video to show your seller on how it works, so you don't have to explain it to them. Okay, it's awesome. Now, let me give you a little bit of proof here, okay? So here's how an old fogey learned something new. So Randy Hammers, one of my platinum members, a 40-year investor with well over 100 rentals just north above Indianapolis. He worked for Cummins Diesel for over 30 years and retired. And all that time, he was buying rental property. He did his very first jumping loans deal in March of this year. Very first jumping loans deal. He took over payments on a 2.1% fixed rate 30-year loan. Never knew how to do it before. He thought about it, didn't know where to start and all this and that. He got the jumping loan system and wow. So now, this is his number one buying strategy from here on out, because it's great for your Roth IRA deals. There's just so much good stuff that comes with it. Well, guess what, my friend? You're never too old to learn either. You can do what Randy did. And my point in this episode is, when interest rates rise and market changes, this is great news for me and you, because all the new opportunities available to sharp investors just like you. So FYI, I've never gone to a bank to buy an investment property, and I average buying 2.5 rentals every week. In fact, when I first got started, I think it was year 2 or year 3, I set a goal to buy 100 rental houses while working my full-time job as an undercover police detective. And I didn't buy 100. I ended up buying 84 that year. And I've never gone to a bank to buy an investment property. You don't need banks to buy. It just takes too long. Okay. And so you can learn how to buy without banks, very, very creative financing, seller financing, both short-term and long-term, learn how to do substitution on loans and learn how to walk a loan and much more. In fact, I want you to sign up for my 3-day bootcamp on how to buy without banks, money, credit, private lenders, or partners. And in fact, I've got that 3-day bootcamp in a box that you can invest in, and we can ship it out to you the next business day. So get all of this and more at MikeButler.com. To watch and listen to those previous episodes I mentioned above just earlier, just go to 5hourrealestateweek.com. And if you're getting started in real estate, please go listen to episodes 1 through 10. It's a mini course on getting started. And before I wrap up here, and happy holidays to you and your family, and have a safe and wonderful one, I need your help, please, a small favor. If you like what you're learning here, please click the follow button or the subscribe button and the share button, and forward or share this with your fellow investors. And I want you to go out and buy my number one bestseller business book on Amazon. It's called Landlording on Autopilot. You get free customizable downloadable forms and free investor training videos. And sign up for my free Power Lunch investor trainings that happen every Tuesday at noon at mikebutler.com. So adios, see you on the next one, and happy holidays.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.